Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This afternoon in Boston, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton meets with Syrian refugees and law enforcement officials. The meeting comes amid the charged political debate in the U.S. following the attack in Paris, which led Republican governors of many states, including Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, to say they don't want Syrian refugees, at least for the time being. Moulton, on the other hand, voted against a bill last week to tighten screenings for Syrian and Iraqi refugees. Congressman Moulton joins us on the line now to talk about today's meeting. Good morning and thanks.
Thanks for having me back, Bob.
Congressman, let me ask, what do you hope to get out of this meeting today?
Well, when the refugee controversy began, I spoke out about what I think is right, both from my experience fighting terrorists in the Marines and simply my values as an American. But I was surprised at how serious the backlash was. It was so severe, and I realized that a lot of people simply don't understand refugees and don't understand their experiences. So I thought it would be important for people to hear about the personal experiences of refugees. So Brendan O'Brien on my team had the idea of getting some actual refugees living in the Commonwealth together with some leaders in this community to hear what's working and what's not, and what their experiences have been like.
I'm wondering what you've already heard from the refugee community and the Syrian community in Massachusetts.
They're very concerned because they feel that the backlash that is reverberating throughout the country is unfair, unjustified, and will ultimately help their very enemies, the terrorists who so persecuted them that they had to flee their countries and come to America.
I know you know that the governor's office says that Governor Baker believes Massachusetts has a role in welcoming refugees, but it's also raising security concerns here. You're meeting with law enforcement officials today as well. What are the concerns you're hearing from law enforcement, and in your view, are they legitimate?
I have not heard many concerns from the law enforcement community at all. In fact, the director of the FBI is opposed to the Republican bill that would hit pause on the immigration of Syrian refugees. I think law enforcement realizes that what ISIS is trying to do is not just send terrorists overseas, but radicalize people right here at home. And if we say that American values don't apply to certain religions or certain nationalities, then that just hands a propaganda victory to ISIS.
But, you know, there's a new poll out this morning that finds 40% of people in Massachusetts don't want refugees to come to the state. And 47% agree with Governor Baker's position to hold off on accepting refugees until more guidelines are given by the federal government. What do you say to that?
Well, I would bet that even more than 47% of residents of the Commonwealth simply haven't met a refugee or talked with a refugee and understood what that experience is like. So that's why we're holding this roundtable today.
According to a database from the U.S. State Department, the last Syrian refugee resettled in Massachusetts came to Springfield in October. Do you know if the debate here in Massachusetts has had any effect on the flow of refugees destined to come to the state?
I don't know if it's had any effect yet, but I can tell you that many people from the refugee community, including some of our allies in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, people who literally put their lives on the line, not just for their country, but for ours, they're concerned that all this talk, both at the state level and at the national level, will impair their ability to escape to freedom.
So if the flow of people coming to Massachusetts has been interrupted, do you expect that pipeline to open again?
I do. It sounds like the governor is coming around, and I think this is important for our community. If anyone is concerned about the refugee community here in Massachusetts, the best thing he or she can do is reach out to them, make them feel welcomed, make them feel a part of our society.
All right, let me close by asking you for the big picture today. What will your message be today at this roundtable?
My message will be, let's listen. If we don't understand refugees, let's try to get to know them, because we want them to succeed as Americans, and we don't want them to feel ostracized from us so they are vulnerable to getting recruited by terrorists overseas.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
We want to let you know we invited Governor Baker to talk about this issue, but his office said he was unavailable this morning. We also asked Congressman Moulton about the fight against ISIS. A bipartisan group of three dozen congressmen, including Jim McGovern and Joe Kennedy of Massachusetts, sent a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan calling for a vote on a plan to authorize the use of military force against ISIS. We asked Moulton, an Iraq war veteran, where he is on this issue.
I think we need to have that debate. And right now, we're still acting under the authorization for the use of military force that Congress passed after 9/11. And sending special forces into Syria in the midst of a civil war is a far cry from taking out terrorist training camps in Afghanistan back in 2001. So we should have this debate. We should do our job as members of Congress and decide whether or not to authorize the use of military force going forward.
But where are you on this? Would you vote for it at this point? Can you say that?
Well, of course, it would depend on the nature of the authorization. But I do think that we need to use everything at our disposal to defeat ISIS. Most importantly, we need to have a serious political plan. But our military plan should follow that. And I do think that at some point, military action will be necessary.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton.